Why do people who can see that each of us has sinned against God and neighbor reject the good news that for the sake of Christ Jesus our sins are forgiven? Why do people reject God's rich grace, love, and mercy? The parable of the sower shows us that the devil, the world, and our own sinful flesh conspire to pull us from our Savior's compassion. A sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell along the path and was trampled underfoot, and the birds of the air devoured it. The disciples were unclear about the message of the parable. Jesus explained, "Now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. The ones along the path are those who have heard. Then the devil comes and takes away the word from their hearts so that they may not believe and be saved." The lies of the devil seem reasonable. On the surface, we can readily agree. For example, one lie says, you don't need God in your life. This seems true, until the moment you are confronted with your mortality or with personal disaster. All of a sudden, the focus on yourself, on the goodies of life, is inadequate. The same lie, in different terms, you don't need to wear your seatbelts while driving. Yet the instant you need seatbelts, you are glad you followed the safety advice. After all, you don't know when you will have an accident, so you are prepared. By going to church, by seeking first the kingdom of God, by taking your eyes off of yourself, you are better prepared for the problems of life. May our Lord grant that we ignore the lies of the devil, that we may look to Jesus Christ for our salvation. Amen.